Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Afa has called on government appointees to work in harmony with their subordinates to ensure peace and tranquility in their places of work. Speaking at the 4th Regional Ministers' Conference in Cape Coast, Vice President Mesa-Afa said there is the need for public office holders to accommodate each other to foster rapid development.
Regional ministers and their deputies have to find a way of working together. We need to work together. And working together in the regional administration is very important. It's very important for two reasons. First of all, the deputy ministers are younger than the ministers, and they need to learn and develop so that they can take over at some point in the future. If you don't give them responsibility, if you don't assign them tasks for them to do, if you don't delegate to them, they're not going to be able to learn through that, to be guided by you in order to take on responsibilities in the future. So I'm pleading with the ministers, with the regional ministers, with all of us in senior positions, chief directors and so on, we are all in the same situation, that we need to be able to delegate responsibility. We need to be able to take a step back and watch the young people make mistakes and correct them. And that is the way in which we can learn. We need to tolerate dissenting views. The fact that people have different attributes and may be good at something, not very good at others, also we help them in the things that they are not good at in order for them to develop their faculties. So it's a plea to accommodate your subordinates. Your subordinates must also be guided by the superior, so that in working together, we're able to meet the needs of our people and we don't get into the kind of situation that we've seen recently in Ashanti region.
You heard Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Afa. We now go over to the phone to talk to our correspondent, Seth Eya, who is currently with the Vice President, to tell us more. Good afternoon to you, Seth.
Good afternoon, now.
Seth, what other issues did the Vice President touch on?
Well, the Vice President also said that the government had spent about 310 million Ghana cedis on the aborted district level elections, and said that there's the need to do a lot of homework next time in order to avoid the state incurring such a huge debt. The Vice President stressed the need for prudent management of resources, and according to him, if the EC had been a little prudent, you know, in terms of looking at the various regulations for the district assembly elections, the state wouldn't have lost such an amount. He also touched on the fact that the IMF support that the government the agreement with the IMF for the $940 million wouldn't have been so much of an amount if state resources had been managed prudently. And so he said he charged the DCEs, the regional minister, the regional coordinating councils, to manage the little resources, you know, the central government has been providing them, you know, so well, so that, you know, every person will be well accounted for, so that every Ghanaian will also enjoy from the massive resources that the government has been pumping into the various districts, municipal and district assemblies. The Vice President from there also moved to the Central Regional House of Chiefs, together with the regional ministers attending the 4th Regional Ministers Conference and all the MMDCEs in the central region to interact with the chiefs. In fact, the chiefs informed the Vice President that last year the DCEs made a commitment to help the assembly, to the house, to complete certain facilities. It's been some months now, they are looking up to it, which the regional minister, you know, charged the DCEs to make sure that by the end of April, all of them will come together to redeem that promise. The chiefs, in a short address, pledged their support for the government. They said they have always been there. Government will come, government will go, but they will be there. And whenever the government needs their support or advice, they are ready to give it to the government, so that after all, when Ghana prospers, they are also part of the country and they will also enjoy. So in a nutshell, now, this is what has been happening here in Cape Coast.
Thank you very much, Seth Aya. Seth Aya is our correspondent, always with the Vice President in the Central Region.